From the KUAR studios in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. In Washington, the Republican-controlled Congress is speeding toward a repeal of the Affordable Care Act. And while GOP leadership at the state capitol here says, let's wait and see what comes out of D.C., some conservative members want action now. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has the details.
State Representative Kim Hammer doesn't want to sit around and wait for lawmakers in Washington, D.C. to repeal the Affordable Care Act. He compared the uncertainty to bearing down for a storm.
It's kind of like saying, I see a tornado coming over the horizon. Let's just stand here and wait and see which direction it's going to turn. I'd rather go ahead and build a safe house, you know, that we could all be standing in.
Hammer is authoring a replacement bill he hopes could become model legislation for the nation. It would limit Medicaid eligibility to able-bodied workers and cut others off the program.
Makes it difficult for the hardworking taxpayer to say, why are we having to be out working two jobs when you got somebody out there not working one job, but we're helping pay for their insurance premiums.
It would also increase incentives for employers to provide insurance, but his plan puts him at odds with Governor Asa Hutchinson, who says he wants the expansion pool to keep its coverage. And Hammer's plan is unlikely to pass because state party leadership wants to wait for a federal framework. Republican Representative Charlie Collins says acting this legislative session would be foolish.
So it would be like trying to play a sporting event before they'd written the rules. You could do a lot of running around in circles.
With over 300,000 enrollees in its program, Arkansas has seen the greatest percentage drop of uninsured population anywhere. The state has gotten significant federal support for the coverage, and it was projected to get nearly $500 million federal dollars over the next 5 years. Passed as the private option in 2013, the program must be reapproved every year. So far, it's continued amid significant debate. But Arkansas Republicans are finding a new unity in their desire to repeal the Affordable Care Act and at home reshape what is now called Arkansas Works on their own terms.
And right now, the way that the Affordable Care Act is written, the way the Medicaid expansion has developed, we really don't have a whole lot of control over the growth of those programs.
Many Arkansas legislators, like State Senator Missy Ervin, are in favor of repeal and then replace.
So we can have the program, but we have to do it in a way that's budget friendly for our state.
She's in favor of federal block grant funds that would cap Medicaid expansion. She and many others, including Governor Hutchinson, want to legislate more work requirements and asset tests to incentivize what they call personal responsibility. So far, Affordable Care Act regulations have prevented these changes, but Representative Collins believes going forward, such free market models will discourage laziness and waste.
Nobody is really under any kind of an obligation or a need to even think about what the cost is. Because the bills just get paid, and as long as the bills just get paid, why not just, you know, keep doing it?
Senator Ervin is championing the return of health savings accounts that require enrollees to make contributions and also perhaps reward them for preventative behaviors.
You know, we shouldn't just say, here it is, go use it.
Arkansas briefly experimented with a version of health savings accounts in 2015 and found they weren't viable under the ACA. Marquita Little, Health Policy Director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, worries such measures would mean more challenges getting coverage for low-income people.
If it's making work a requirement in order to have insurance, if it's changing that eligibility, if it's doing much more frequent verifications of income rather than the current annual process, it all results in creating new barriers to coverage.
Senate Majority Leader Jim Hendren has suggested holding a special session to resolve health care once repeal and replace is set in D.C. The liberal-leaning Urban Policy Institute estimates 361,000 Arkansans will lose coverage if the Affordable Care Act is repealed without any replacement. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.